Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, let's talk about this crazy story where there is a baby shower and a woman named Amber and her husband got a gift that they never believed that they would ever get at a baby shower. So this is what happened. A woman in Florida went to the Goodwill, and she thought that she found the best presents ever, new products at a Goodwill. So she thought that she bought a baby bathtub toy and a baby Einstein bouncer. And it appeared to be brand new, like it hadn't been open at all. So she says she thought she was winning. Jackpot, two gifts that weren't open, and you're saving money. Later that day, they went to the baby shower, and mother-to-be Amber Rosa and her husband opened the gift, and they loved it. It turned out to be a Mossberg 715T semi-automatic rifle instead of the baby Einstein bouncer in the box, unopened. So, of course, they had to call the authorities, and the authorities are now checking to see.
Seems like a Farrelly Brothers movie, the way it would start off.
Nobody had to call the authorities. They chose to.
Well, they called the authorities, and now they're checking the serial number on the rifle to see who purchased it and who it may be registered to.
If you find a Mossberg in a baby bath, who you going to call?
The authorities.
The authorities.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Something's fishy about it. I don't know what it is, other than there's several ways to look at it. A, I just don't think, I don't know what that particular gun weighs, but I think that versus that. Also, even though it's closed, like, are you not going to peek inside and think maybe somebody didn't just open it, part a couple parts missing or whatever?
Yeah, it seems too good to be true.
Like, my sister buys my mom used puzzles, and I'm like, that's a grand idea. Why should puzzles be thrown away after they're put together or whatever, or left on the shelf? But to me, it's all the fingers that have been on there. But even then, I'm like, do you count all the pieces? She's like, no. I'm like, well, what are you going to do if it's 1,000 and ain't but 998 pieces in there?
That gun
seems
going
to be a hole right in the middle of that puzzle.
Between 5 and 6 pounds.
For the gun?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it is.
5-6 pounds, which is still pretty heavy for that kind
of... I wonder if they were infiltrated into the country to look like baby bouncy things, like they used, dead soldiers' coffins to get various drugs around the country.
Right. Yep.
The world.
All over the world, yeah. It's the fishy thing to me, obviously, is going to be who's getting millions of dollars worth of free advertising coast to coast 3 weeks to the day before Christmas.
Mossberg.
And?
Oh, Goodwill, yeah.
Them too?
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I've checked things in, and if it's sealed and it looks like it comes from the manufacturer, it's up to, I guess, whoever's checking it in to open it up to see if it's been, I don't know, if it doesn't look like it's been tampered with or taped, then you would assume it's new.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wonder, did they really get a gun in a Goodwill, a box at Goodwill? But what's your motivation for faking it?
I'm not saying that anybody faked it other than it is, you know, something you just said there, though, Jimmy, and I'm not blaming Goodwill or any thrifty places. Maybe it's some kind of thing. But you remember the thing that, like, every year it seems like somebody will go to the Salvation Army bell ringers, you know, and they'll drop 5 golden coins in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'll hit the news, and it's like, it's a gentle nudge that you should also get. And, dude, Goodwill, like, or all the thrift stores, this is the time when you're getting all the new in.
Yes.
Get rid of the old stuff. it's too cold to have a damn yard sale.
It is, especially early in the morning when you have yard sales.
So this is probably the time when they are getting advertising, and it's and the tax write-off.
Yes,
right?
You're on to something, because up until December 31st, people are just donating so they can get it into 2019.
Yes.
They're like crazy.
Well, just like philanthropists do.
All right. So here's another crazy story. A road rage incident ends up when one driver follows another to a police station, but he didn't calm down. This is a 25-year-old guy by the name of Derek Gibo from Trumbull, Connecticut. He was driving drunk in his red pickup truck last Friday when another driver passed him and sent him into full road rage. So he started tailing the other driver, kept following them even when that other driver pulled into the police station parking lot. And a cop in the lot told the driver it was a restricted area, but he said he was being followed. So as he
was, is he a top cop?
Could be.
Yeah.
As he was talking to the officer, Derek pulled into the lot, got out of his truck, and started walking towards the car. And then he took off his shirt as if, you know, that's he's ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, is that
so
what guys,
he's a white guy.
Is that what guys do? They take their shirts off?
Not me.
No.
Some places I take my pants off.
You try to fight me at a water park, I won't show up.
Yeah.
This is a rough place you're talking about.
What is?
Trumbull. It's right near Bridgeport.
Yeah. Mayor area. Buffer is trying to get it fixed up.
Uh-oh.
Hilarious rough.
Yeah, it's well, a lot of Connecticut is. Yeah, the but, I mean, was he throwing his arms out of the sides? What?
All right.
And, then, and women would be like, here, get my rings. No, wait a minute. Give me your rings.
Give me extra rings.
I want to have brass knuckles of tulip rings in my hands.
Man, there's nothing better than a shirtless dude throwing his hands out of the sides going, what?
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 Especially with the love handle.
Now say it. Now what?
What?
Bring it on, dude. All right, so the cop stepped in and noticed that Derek was slurring his words. And then, of course, he made him blow into the breathalyzer, and he blew at 0.23, which is about three times the legal limit. So, obviously, he wasn't thinking wisely. So, he was charged with DUI and driving in a harassing or intimidating manner.
If a cop made him blow into the breathalyzer, the cop's going to get in trouble, too.
So, you know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Who needs a Mossberg when you have an Ellenberg sitting right here?
We'll get you. I'll shoot you. Finger guns.
Can you get me a discount?
We'll have a talk.
All right.
Well, let's talk about everybody's
movie. You related to Spartanburg also?
I don't want to expose the whole operation.
That's a sore spot for old Germ.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your mood and how you wake up. There was a study done that found that we, Americans, we wake up in bad moods 300 days a year. So that's basically 5 or 6 days out of every week, and 82% of the year, this is why we're grumpy or we're waking up going, oh, today is not a good day.
Usually Monday through Fridays, you're saying people are in bad moods in the mornings?
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Wonder, what's the algorithm with that, Jimmy Jack Jackie?
Wait, 5 days a week in bad moods?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't know.
2 days of the week, they're in great moods.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that, that if we did a four-day work week, they'd be in a good mood 3 days?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
But these are the things that really set you off. And here's the top four answers. At number four, a bad or strange dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep. Number three, some loud noise wakes you up.
Loud noises!
Like dogs barking or your neighbors fighting or some kind of stuff that goes on, sirens or, you know, whatever.
My neighbor has a wind chime. I know, right? Like, it's supposed to, it does. Like, when you're not trying to sleep, it sounds so celestial, so beautiful. It's like nature's vibration in sound form. But at night, you know, when you can hear it through, I mean, the window's closed and everything, and the wind's blowing, and you can hear it, it's not that celestial sound anymore. It's like, calm down, Saint Gabriel. Yeah. Is he the one that plays the harp in heaven? I think it's Gabriel. Gabriel.
Maybe. Seems
Roman
like it,
Gabriel.
Seems like it.
Whatever.
So here's the thing that really gets people, and it has to do with the temperature in your room. Runner up to what really makes you angry is it's too hot in your room. That wakes you up sweating. And you know you've been there before because that happens.
Are you mad about it, though?
Does it make you mad? Does it put you in a bad mood? It could.
When I would, I don't have the issues anymore. I attribute it to being heavier, but I used to get night sweats really bad.
Yeah.
And when I would wake up, I would feel coddled.
Yeah.
Like I would feel like, almost like the blanket was, I was swaddled.
Yeah.
I was coddled.
Oh,
I felt
sweet.
Like a little bit. Yeah, but everything was stuck to me.
Yeah, it was soaking wet.
I wasn't doing that Superman like you think. No, the wrong way.
Jump out of bed feeling good all
sweaty. Hey! No.
Well, if you wake up too cold on an average, that's the number one answer. That really sets you in a bad mood. And generally that could happen maybe because the air is on or something, or someone has taken the covers. And mm-hmm. that's going to piss you off. Someone rolls over and takes your blanket and you're left with nothing but a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens.
That'll get a lot of people.
Yeah.
Then you're not mad it's cold. You're mad they stole your blankets. Your blankies.
Blankies. Right. I still clearly have mine. As do you.
So
yeah. Fat boy.
Fat boy's turned the other direction. I can't see his blankies.
He's got them.
He's cold.
There they are.
Got them.
He's got a cigarette burn.
Can I ask a serious question about something that just crossed my mind, and it's unfiltered?
No,
so if it,
I think so.
I've been waking up easily the past 2 weeks every morning with a very, very intense erection. And
okay.
It's not sexually charged. Is it blood pressure?
It's just.
I used to get them a long way back when all the time, but now it's like more, you know, I'm older now.
It's a natural thing. Happens from
it
time
is?
To time, yeah.
Yeah, are you by yourself when you wake up?
No.
Yeah, you got to tap them on the shoulders and say, hey, get up.
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's not.
No,
painful.
I'm the one that has it.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When I see Fat Boy gets confused when I say that I'm in bed by 9, he thinks that I mean 9's in bed with me, and it never does mean that anymore.
Oh, boy. Hugging. Well,
hang on, guys. Whoa.
Remember the time you stayed at my house in Easley, Jimmy, and
yeah.
I had to wake you up because I thought you were dying?
Yeah. I was just sleeping.
He was sleeping on his back.
No. See if he's breathing? Did you?
No, he was breathing, but it sounded like you.
Oh, gosh. You thought you had to resuscitate him.
Yeah.
Goodness.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
I'd have been in trouble.
Mouth to mouth?
I would. I'd get that Kirby vacuum out and turn it reverse.
Oh, Kirby!
I'd siphon it out of him. Put a hose pipe in his mouth and siphon the breath out of him.
We'll right. pay for it for a while, too.
So it is that time, and we're Christmas shopping. So we have a list of the worst gifts that you can give someone. So here we go. At number 10, let's go down to the bottom, coffee. People just don't like coffee. And I think maybe it's like a thoughtless gift. Maybe.
Well, if somebody really likes coffee, it's a nice gift.
Yeah. I hope she's not listening. I'll get my mama a coffee maker for Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
She likes coffee.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like frou-frou-y coffee. She likes coffee.
Like Maxwell House?
Black.
Folgers?
It don't matter, man. She'll get that off-brand one that just has like a very generic logo. It just says coffee.
Yeah.
It's not even JFG or anything.
Yeah.
It just says coffee.
I drink black coffee, but that means I want a good coffee because good coffee is good black.
Bam, ba-lam.
Yeah.
Also on the list, a photo calendar.
That's a crap gift.
No, yeah. Any, like, calendar, the paper is wasted. Think of the trees. Unless you're doing it for charity, then okay.
Yeah.
Also on the list.
I know of some charitable situations in the upstate that are doing calendars. And also the Chick-fil-A calendar is quite nice.
Yeah.
My mom loves that every
year.
Well,
you get free sandwiches and stuff.
I know.
And rice and shakes and all kind of stuff.
I know.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah. I hate it on salad month, though.
Oh, yeah. Boo. Also on the list, a candle. People don't like that, but if you're like
that's
me,
a thoughtless gift.
I love candles, so I think that's a great gift.
It's thoughtless, though.
Also on the list, liquor.
Now, what's wrong with
nothing.
Liquor?
No, that's a thoughtless gift. It's on the list. People don't like it, and I like getting liquor.
I love getting liquor,
wine.
As long as it's something liquor. You know I like, you know?
What about liquor, though?
Like that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liquor.
A coffee mug is also on the list.
Jimmy, you have a birthday and you have a Christmas coming up as well?
Both. I celebrate both.
If someone was going to get you liquor, what would they buy you?
Man. Whiskey?
Oh. Myers tickets for Asheville or what?
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
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 I'd love to go.
You want to
go? I'd love to go.
All right.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'm
let's
there.
Go. Let's right. go. I don't know. I think Jameson's a good one.
Yeah.
Don't break the bank either.
Three fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any kind of good whiskey is great, man.
Yeah. So you're off that 99 bananas tip?
Yeah.
Well, here's the top three. socks at number three. People don't like socks.
Well, again, I do.
Yeah. I love socks.
Not
I do
plain
too.
Socks.
I mean, if they're cute and they've got something on them and they're personal, I think that's a great gift.
What are you wearing today, Jill?
Man, I got dinosaurs on. Yeah, I got dinosaurs on.
I have bloody fangs on my feet. I mean, on my socks.
See, I wear them shorts, so you can't really see them that much.
You wear no-show socks. They're only decorated for you. Oh, they're dinosaurs. That's cute.
They have dinosaurs on the socks.
We're like kids now. What's your t-shirt say?
Yeah.
It says bloody fangs on my feet.
They have dinosaurs on my socks.
Oh, that's cool. Why does it sound like Cartman when I said
that? Yeah, I like socks, man. There's nothing better than a pair of socks fresh out of the pack. They're never as good again.
Yeah.
After they've been laundered or worn or both, preferably.
After yesterday, I need a new pair of underwear. After last week, I need a new pair of jeans.
And there was one sock in there, so.
Why do I keep losing article of clothing through all these pigskin punishments? Fat boy, you're missing a sock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yesterday was National Sock Day, by the way.
Oh,
how
no.
coincidental was that? Well, Marissa Tomei was born on Sock Day.
You celebrated, sort of. Oh, here's the top two answers. Second place, runner-up, popcorn, which, you know, if it's the Big Ten, sometimes that's nice.
Popcorn. I like popcorn.
It's good popcorn.
Yes. It also, the money from that goes to help young boys make knots.
Or you just bought it at the drugstore and it doesn't.
Yeah.
But those, man, the tins are, I like the caramel corn side, obviously. That's dessert, good. And then you got the butter side, and
that's
then you
good.
Got the cheese side. I'd rather just have one kind instead of, like.
Oh, the mix is kind of like, yeah. I see.
Plus you get to the bottom, and they're all mixed up, and I don't always like them all mixed up.
Right. It's like Neapolitan could just be chocolate and strawberry. We don't need the vanilla.
I like vanilla.
Well, you would.
That's good. So the number one answer on the worst gifts to give somebody is shower gel. Unless it's like a gift thing from a certain place that everybody loves.
Every year.
Yeah, I got one last year. I use bar soap, though, is the thing.
From Tribbles?
No. Tribbles bar soap.
Do they have soap there? They should.
They do have soap. They do. It's not bars of soap.
They should make Tribble bar soap. That would be awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah, I use bar soap, so don't get me shower gel. I use bar soap, man.
Yeah.
Like a bar of soap.
I use the same kind, and I get it every year. I mean, I use more than one set a year, but I'm saying I get the set with the thing. Last year it came with a pair of socks, oddly enough.
Aww.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the one.
Yeah.
The guy's a half a horse.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's a nice gift.
Not Motor, the other one.
Oh, I got you.
I don't shower with Motor oil.
Well, I'm glad. That would be slippery.
Wait, so out of all that, the other thing I was going to say is the word or the gift of gift cards not on there. The thing about that when people say, I don't want to give gift cards, that's like the surprise homecomings. You're being selfish. I would love gift cards.
I'd go get what I want.
Because then I'm opening up, and then there's the exhilaration of, ooh, a gift.
Right.
And then it keeps giving because I then get to go select what I really want.
Yeah, as long as they have it at that store. So just give us cash instead.
Cash is fine.
Money
cash is
great.
Preferable.
Cash is king.
Yeah, plus think about it. You had to go buy the gift card, which costs something on top. Like a $20 gift card costs more than $20.
You know,
so just give me $20 and save a dollar.
Remember the year that someone gave us gift cards, Jimmy, and they were American Express gift cards?
Yeah.
And we realized that like 10 or 12% came off the top?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
Yep. Yeah, so just give the cash instead, unless it's like somebody with a problem who can't have cash.
Well, speaking of that, I use it all and then gave it to Jeff.
But then they'll just sell the gift card, $20 gift card for $10, and then you're out $20 or $21 on your $20 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Joke was on me, though. He used it to buy a pineapple in Nigeria.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't know.
Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rockerbell Chic Boutique on Paige, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. I'm going to go do some Christmas shopping at Rocker Bell's, actually.
Oh, are you?
Good.
Yeah.
She's got some sales going on.
You see Ashton?
I'm going to see Ash Killa.
Ashton.
And get some, accessories and stocking stuffers and things.
Yeah.
And stockings.
She has clothes for men, too.
Yeah. Well, the stocking was for me.
Yeah.
I'm planning to rob a bank later.
Yeah. Matt said he's going to get stocking stuffers. He meant thigh highs for himself.
That's right.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Paige. When we come back, we have a chance for you to either go celebrate the hell out of Christmas with rock and roll and lasers or celebrate Christmas with big muscular dudes and nice fit ladies rolling around together. I'm talking about WWE Raw, and TSO.
Oh, yeah, those dudes are buff.
They are buff. The TSO guys, yeah. Too. When we come back, it'll be your choice. Or will it? Yes, it will, because if you get through, you pick the envelope number. And if it's in there, you win it. What game are we talking about, Paige?
5 and 10.
Sing it, though. Dun, 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 dun.
5 and 10.
Still off base a little bit, but we'll work on it, and we'll present it right after this. Right, Jim?
That's right. 5 and 10.
Dun, 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 dun.
5 and 10. That is hard to get right.
Yeah, yeah, but that was like a songbird just then.
That was a little off, though.
It got hit by
a car.
It's
hard to hit that. You try it. Do it.
All right, dun, 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 me then.
Dun, 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 dun.
5 and 10.
Yeah, it's hard to hit.
Crazy in the morning.
The Rise Guys on the radio.com and stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Whoa. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
Rocks!
5 and 10.
Live from the UpstateInjuryAttorney.com studios, soon to be Studio Inario, here at Intercom Greenville. This is 5 in 10. What a fun game. Bev, Fat Boy has secured me 5 envelopes.
Yep.
In one envelope, there will be a pair of WWE Raw tickets for Monday night at the Bonsagora Wellness Arena. There's a surprise guest that will be in here on Monday morning, and I wish they'd hurry up and tell us who it is, because I'd like to get some kind of questions together for it. Another envelope, there will be a pair of tickets to go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Christmas concert of the year.
Yes!
I'm going. It's real, real good. It's really good.
That's a great show.
But in 3 of these envelopes, zonks. Grinch got them. Smucker laugh. Smucker laugh. Sounds like an old car trying to start. Turnover, come on.
You sound like Jethro laughing.
So you have a chance of winning Raw tickets, a chance of winning TSO tickets, or you might just get zonked altogether. Or Lord knows, you might not even get through.
Might not make it at all.
Uh-oh.
We give you 10 seconds. You have to give us 5 things within those 10 seconds. If you get through, you pick an envelope number and you get through that way. For instance, Fat Boy, if I said 10 seconds on the clock, give me 5 people downstairs you would not buy a Christmas gift for. Go.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Time.
I didn't know where to start. Need more time.
That's a fun question. We'll save that one for later. No one will be able to get that on the phone.
No.
What about upstairs, though? Go.
Oh, Chris Lee, Mark Hendricks, Stone Man, Robert Martin.
Perfect. You got in.
I gave you 6.
Yeah, you went with Junior and the third. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Load them up. Let's knock them down. Let's just go to, we'll go in no particular order. We'll just go to line 1. Who's on line 1?
Big Sexy.
P1 Big Sexy, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What will you do if you lose weight or become less attractive? Will you change your P1 name?
Probably not.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. 10 seconds on the clock. Nine, why don't you start it off?
What
5 things would you like from P1 Big Sexy?
You know, the old classic. Give me 5 of Santa's reindeer.
Go.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet.
There you go.
I thought he said Trancer for a minute, but if everybody else heard it as Trancer, then...
That's the one that goes to EDM shows, Trancer.
Yes, where's the fishnets on his hooves.
Yep.
All right, pick an envelope now, Big Sexy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5.
Let's go to number 2.
Number 2, I will open up and reveal... Damn Grinch. Ah! What a way to start it off. What a way.
Got zonked.
1-800-774-0093. Yeah, but the good thing about those that are still calling is that means there's one zonk down.
Yep.
And that means WWE Raw tickets and TSO tickets.
5 and 10, the game you can win and still lose.
Dun, 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 dun. Take it, Paige.
5 and 10, I'm sorry.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Frog. What's up, Frog?
What's happening?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
You understand how to play this, right?
Probably. I'll figure it out.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Give me five things you hang on your Christmas tree. Go!
Ornaments, lights, icicle.
I got that. You got a Clark W. Griswold tree.
That's a big tree.
It's too warm in my house for that, man.
You want a bicycle, son? You climb up that tree and pull that Huffy down.
I thought he said icicles.
I thought he said bicycles.
Well, either way, icicles, you can't hang real ones.
Clearly, I need a hearing aid for Christmas. I heard Trancer and bicycles.
Yeah.
The crap.
Oh, boy.
1-800-774-0093. 9.
5 and 10.
Paige, echo that. Jimmy, let's do a half of a quartet.
Yeah, if you want to.
We'll call it a duet.
Duo to duet, yeah.
Let's go to Joe Nathan on line 3. Jonathan, good morning.
Morning, guys.
We have 4 envelopes for you. I have 10 seconds for you. 9, what 5 things would you like from Jonathan?
Give me 5 actors who played Santa Claus.
Go.
Tim Allen, Billy, I don't know.
Billy Sidono.
Billy Sidono.
He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I think.
Billy Sidono. Yeah.
He's a legend.
That one's hard. But it ain't that hard if you think about it.
You know what, though? What's interesting is that first one I thought it was Tim Allen, too, and that's very odd.
Yeah.
Like, why not Burl Ives?
Yeah. Well, you know, the first one I thought of.
Kenny Rogers?
For that made me think, oh, yeah, there's plenty. That guy there.
Boy, you should write for a game show.
Oh,
that's excellent. That is excellent. All right. You. We know Axel don't like this guy, but let's talk to him anyway. P1 Mr. Brownstone. Good morning.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Why don't you like me?
I said Axel doesn't. You know, it's a GNR reference. You've heard that song.
Oh, right? Yeah, okay. Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, I like you. Fine. Absolutely. I like you. You like
me? I like you, buddy.
Do you want to be my friend? All right, here we go. 10 seconds on the clock. Is it my turn, Jim?
Yeah.
P1 Mr. Yeah. Brownstone, give me 5 people that are just hard to buy for. Go.
Mother-in-law, mother, father, wife, husband, son, daughter.
All right, you made it through. Also, we know that you're bisexual by your answer. Fine. You got through. Pick an envelope.
Like 9
now.
And 10.
1, 3, 4, or 5?
5.
Number 5 it is. Oh, man, I can tell by the weight. Damn it. The hell. Fat boy, at least weight them with something. The minute I picked it up, I knew that
Brownstone.
It was. Or at least write Zonk on a little index card or something.
Yeah.
Why don't you like me, man?
Oh, that was so good.
I said I don't like people live in brownstones.
Oh.
Brooklyn, 1-800-774-0093. You want to do one more and then come back to it? Because we still got both freaking prizes.
I'm down. Fat boy, right. You down?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Paige.
5 and 10.
Mm-mm. You just lost all the.
I'm trying.
You got it in, and then the 10 was just off.
10.
Oh, yeah,
no,
10.
You were done with it before it was over with.
Yeah.
Do another one. We'll go to line 4. We'll talk to. I bet this is wrong. P1 Baby Teats. Hello. Who's this? Hey, what's your name?
P1 Baby Teeth.
Baby Teeth.
Oh,
fat boy.
Okay.
Teeth.
I still heard teeth.
Teeth.
Oh,
heard
my
teeth.
Goodness.
All right. 10 seconds on the clock, P1 Baby Teeth. 9, what 5 things would you like from her?
Give me 5 things you need for a nativity scene.
Go.
A nativity scene. Jesus, the 3 kings, Mary, Joseph.
Oh, one away.
No, actually, no. She was.
You wouldn't accept 3 kings?
Mm-mm.
You want 3 wise men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the 3 kings, Calvin.
Hey, you're already out.
She's still on the line.
I mean,
she's trying to argue that the 3 kings count as 3 things. Like, no, you named them as
she's
one.
She's like the person on Double Jeopardy when she was in negative, and she's like, no, I still want
to
play.
Yeah, there's a way to get them individually, but you can't name them as one entity and expect them to be 3 answers.
Yeah.
Plus, if you buy the plastic ones, it's in one piece, all right? So that ain't 3 things, that's 1 thing.
You don't separate them off the thing?
You don't cut them, no.
Oh. Well, now you tell
they're made as one piece.
All right, we'll do one more just real quick, and then we'll come back.
Because that's cool. Who
we're on somewhat of a roll.
Which line?
Let's go to line three. Let's talk to Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Well, sir, you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. My turn, Jim?
Yes.
10 seconds on the clock, Michael, if you would, please, give me 5 things that you would spike into the eggnog. Go.
Rum, vodka, whiskey.
Does he say rum or
Yeah. Man, I'm not a big fan of eggnog, but I imagine eggnog and vodka is awful.
No.
And eggnog and whiskey, too.
What about brandy?
It's got to be god-awful.
Eggnoggin altogether.
Yeah. Eggnog and scotch.
That was a thought somebody sent yesterday. By the way, you can text the word Bob, B-O-B, to 72341. We'll send you the video of 9 bopping for apples. Somebody told me yesterday we should have filled it with eggnog.
Oh, that would have been nasty.
That would have been good.
Would have been expensive, too.
Yeah, that stuff's pricey.
Yeah.
Let's
several gallons.
All right, we're breaking here?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to break here. When we come back, Jeff, Josh, Bren, and Becky, 1-800-774-0093. Oh, my God, Becky, you might win a prize. We're going to play 5 and 10. It continues Christmas Holiday Word Edition. Morning, everybody.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
5 and 10.
Showing off.
I have a voice made for Broadway at the beach.
Yeah. Made Barefoot Landing.
Maybe Barefoot Landing. I can be the greeter at the Hard Rock Cafe.
You could.
Is it still there?
Yeah, but it's not the Pyramid anymore, I don't think, right?
Oh, yeah. The Pyramid now is a cigarette store or something.
You could sing at Club Kryptonite.
I'll go to the Dollhouse, I'll have you know.
Club Kryptonite.
I'll be performing there on the main stage.
Man, when you say Club Kryptonite, I'm thinking, yeah, by Usher, because that was a huge song in the heyday of Club Kryptonite for me.
Yeah.
It's Circus Week at the Dollhouse on the main stage, Bearded Lady.
Let's go to the Magic Attic.
Love Bearded Lady. My favorite band from the 80s.
774. I thought that's Clam. 1-800-774-0093. That's what killed Mama Cass, was the clam sandwich.
It was.
Stupid jokes.
Sales.
All right, let's go P1 Ireland Lover. I called her Becky by accident. I'm sorry. Hey, Ireland Lover, how are you?
You got it still wrong, bro.
What is your name?
It's Ireland Lover. It's Ireland Lover.
Ireland Lover. Okay.
Oh,
I ain't calling you that. I'll call you Becky.
You like at Salt Life.
Oh, yes.
All right. You have 2 prizes, 1 zonk, 10 seconds on the clock. 9 what 5 things do you want from P1 Ireland Liver?
Give me 5 characters from Christmas Vacation.
Go.
Oh, shit. I don't even know the movie.
Dun, 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 dun. Fat boy.
5 and 10.
All right. That's the last time we'll take another call from Alan Glover, whatever it was.
No relation to Dahl.
Or Bill. 1-800-774-0093. In the city of Gastonia. Let's go to Bren on line 4.
Oh, hang on.
Or Brian.
Oh, hang on. I can do that. My bad.
Hey,
how Bren, you doing?
Is it Bren or Brian? I can't trust that boy.
It was Bren.
It is Bren.
Bren, okay.
All right. Excellent. 10 seconds on the clock, Bren. I would like you to give me 5 Christmas gifts you would not want to give your preacher. Go!
Cat, dog, crucifix, anarchist, kids, and sleigh bells.
Judge Jimmy.
Chickens.
I mean, yeah, I guess
it's up for debate. It's your own interpretation.
Yeah, that's kind of
open-ended. Why wouldn't you give him a crucifix, though? You think he's got too many?
Right. Well, it might burn him.
Yeah. If you said upside down, I would have given it to you for sure. But you got through. Let's go ahead and make it official and let you pick an envelope. Well, let's debate
it.
Well, I didn't say he's a Baptist preacher.
Yeah, but it's open-ended. So any 5 things he says in response.
That's what I'm saying. So he gets through. Now, pick an envelope, though. Envelope 1, envelope 3 or envelope 4?
Let's go with number 1.
Number 1, I will open up right now and ask you what you're doing Friday night, because you're going to TSL at the Wellness Arena. Congratulations, Brian.
Hey.
Brian, hold on.
You get used to it when you get called every.
You know what?
Story.
No explanation. Nick.
Cool story, bro.
You didn't get it in 10 seconds, buddy.
We started tattoos, you son of a bitch. Gastonia.
They did.
They started tattoos.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. That means that we have a Zonk and a pair of Raw tickets. So that means envelopes 3 and 4 remain as we go to Jeff on line 1. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Can I say Merry Christmas to you?
You most certainly can. That's all I say.
Will you say it back to me?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
Aw. Jeff, 10 seconds on the clock. 9. What would you like from Jeffrey?
Give me 5 snacks you only eat at Christmas.
Go.
Fruitcake, holiday cookies, roast.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Did he say roast?
He said a roast.
Man, I eat that year round.
I do too, man.
I love roast.
Oh, man. I learned a thing the other day about a good way to roast some pork.
You know what's the best kind of roast? Pot
roast. Yeah.
That's
pot.
What they say.
Pot. Pot.
Rump.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Mass Sniffin. That ain't right either. P1 Mass Sniffin?
It was P1 NASCAR fan, but I said NASCAR fan.
Oh, you said it fast.
Okay,
oh.
So it's not
Matt. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Don't sniff any that, mass. Blue. You don't know where they're from. 10 seconds on the clock. P1 NASCAR fan, give... My turn, Jim?
Yeah.
Give me 5 Christmas gifts you would not want to give your ex-wife. Go!
All right. Marital papers. a ring. Money. A new baby.
Oh, man. It got better, but he ran
doing
out of
well,
time.
Yeah, time ran out on him.
Oh, boy.
We would have accepted old baby, though. We would have accepted old baby.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-774-0093. Time's going to get against us here in a friggin' minute. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Josh, Merry Christmas. I have for you 10 seconds. 9, what 5 things would you like from Josh?
Give me 5 cartoons with Christmas specials.
Go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty. Gosh.
Dun, 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 dun. Paige.
5 and 10.
Mm-mm.
Just, all the passion leaves by the 10.
You got to get some self-esteem with these performances. Let's go to Chris on line 3. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Chris, help us give these tickets away. I got to go pee.
Yeah, me too, man.
All right. We have envelopes 1. No, wait a minute. We have envelopes 3 and 4.
Hey,
now.
He knows.
I might just give it to you for remembering.
Like, pay attention, Matt, man. Okay.
Calm down, Sammons.
That's what I get for making fun of Paige in her 5 and 10 singing. All right, Chris. 10 seconds on the clock. Jim.
Yeah.
What 5 things would you like from Christopher?
Let's see. Give me 5 toys you wanted as a kid.
Go.
Bike, basketball, Nintendo, football, and soccer ball.
You got through. Now, though, oh boy, pick an envelope, 3 or 4.
4.
4 it is. I'm not even going to pick it up. I'm just going to open it, lay in here. Can I tell you Merry Christmas, Chris?
Yes, you sure can.
Well, good. And I'll tell you through the TV screen because I don't have tickets for it, but you do. You go to WWE. Yeah!
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chris. Yeah. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Braun Strowman.
Hey, good answer, man. Hey, good answer. Roar! There it is.
It used to be Bill Goldberg, but he's gone.
Yeah, I thought you said he was gay for a minute. I was like, no, he ain't. All right, hold on, Chris. It ain't that funny. I'm going to call you Churz now. That's how Fatboy used to misspell Chris all the time. It was Churz.
Churz.
All right, so that means we've exhausted our tickets. We didn't even go through all the zonks.
You don't
want
to play for a zonk?
I don't think they want to play for a zonk.
I don't think anybody would want to do that.
No. Fat boy.
What?
Give me 5 characters from A Christmas Story.
Go.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
That's, oh, man.
I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody in Pickens County.
You know what? You zonk yourself.
Yeah, it's 10 seconds.
Such a loophole, dude. He said, give me five characters from A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story is very specific.
You didn't say the.
I said A Christmas Story.
I know.
It's A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. I didn't see your quotation.
But the movie's not The Christmas Story, it's A.
Paige, give me five of the 8 days of Hanukkah. Go.
I have no idea.
Want to say hello
Monday,
to
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, you won! Get it, Paige!
Five and ten.
Mm-mm.
By the way,
did anybody just see me turn off my monitor to cough?
No one paid attention.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Morning, everybody.
You know how some people are just a little off? Yeah, we've got a full room of those. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.